Good morning. Today we conclude our series on the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today our meditation comes from Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. This is how it reads. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For persons who embrace Hinduism, this past November 4, they would have celebrated Diwali, which is also known as a festival of lights. For persons who embrace Judaism, November 28 to December 6 was their celebration of their festival of lights, known as Hanukkah. Christmas is a season of lights. It's a season when people put up all kinds of decorative lights on their burglar bars and Christmas trees. The sight of these pretty lights do wonders for the human spirit. It lifts up the human spirit until the light bill comes in January. Isaiah 9 verse 2 talks about a great light. Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that the passage says a great light instead of simply a light? Why is it that people have seen not a light, but a great light? I want to suggest to you that Isaiah 60 verse 2 gives us a clue why there was need for a great light. Isaiah 60 and verse 2 says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." A world that has been plunged in gross darkness needs a great light. Only a great light can expel gross darkness. Only a great light can offer hope to a world in gross darkness. Gross darkness is a reference to the moral and spiritual morass individuals and nations are in when Christ is not the center of one's existence. Hence, a great light is needed where there is gross darkness. The more one persists in moral and spiritual darkness, the more the darkness will prove to be overwhelming. The more a person persists in moral and spiritual darkness, the more that darkness will consume that person. The pursuit of darkness will never yield light. The more one pursues darkness, the greater the darkness will become. Take note that Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2 is quoted in Matthew 4 and verse 16. Isaiah 9 verse 2 begins by saying, "The people that walked in darkness." In Matthew 4 verse 16, it speaks of the people which sat in darkness. A person who walks in moral and spiritual darkness will eventually get comfortable with this state of being and sit in moral and spiritual darkness. The more you continue in darkness, the more darkness consumes you. The people who started walking in darkness grew comfortable with darkness till they sat in darkness. Those who sit in darkness are far from being disturbed at their condition. To sit is a posture of comfort. To sit is to be at ease. To sit is to be relaxed. Instead of being disturbed at the darkness they are in, some people celebrate the darkness they are in. Some people even want to force you to celebrate their darkness with them. A nation that ignores God's word is a nation courting darkness. A nation that passes laws that ignores God's word is a nation in darkness. An individual who ignores God's word is an individual that is courting darkness. An individual that champions that which God forbids is an individual in deep moral and spiritual darkness. God has a warning for such individuals and nations. God, through the prophet Isaiah, said in Isaiah 5 verse 20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Isaiah 9 and verse 2 says that the people walked in darkness. Matthew 4 verse 16 says the people sat in darkness. So between Isaiah 9 verse 2 to Matthew 4 verse 16, things got worse. My dear listeners, if you stay in darkness, the darkness will get worse. The people in Isaiah 9 were also dwelling in the land of the shadow of death. That means they were in danger, but they did not know it. When someone is walking and sitting in darkness, it means that they are in trouble. When someone is dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, they are in trouble. Sitting in darkness is the lot of everyone who has ever been born, except the Lord Jesus Christ. Dwelling in darkness is the lot of everyone who has ever been born, except the Lord Jesus Christ. Every human being except Christ was born in darkness, moral and spiritual darkness. The longer you stay in the darkness, it gets progressively worse. Jesus, who is the great light mentioned in Isaiah 9, said in John 8 verse 12, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Not everyone who sees the light wants it. Jesus said in John 3 verse 19, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." The Apostle Paul, in speaking about the great light who is the Lord Jesus Christ, said in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." One of the reasons for the incarnation was that a loving God who, recognizing the extent to which the world had plunged in gross moral and spiritual darkness, sent his son Jesus to earth to illumine the way. The Christian life is a life about those who have come out of moral and spiritual darkness into the marvelous light who is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian life is about those who have cast off the ways of darkness and have embraced the ways of light. The Christian life is about those who have, by God's enabling, forsaken the pursuit of sin with its moral and spiritual darkness in preference for the light of God's mercy and grace in Jesus Christ. Jesus is calling all persons, Christians and non-Christians alike, to repent of our sins. When that happens, then we can truly say, like the psalmist in Psalm 27 and verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Jesus is the great light that expels moral and spiritual darkness from the souls of men and women, boys and girls. If we repent of our sins, Jesus will enable us, by grace and his Holy Spirit, to walk in his light. Today is a good day to repent of your sins and to follow Jesus, who is the great light of the world. Today we bring our series on the incarnation to a close. Thank you for tuning in these past 8 weeks. May Christ continue to bless you greatly.